Today's Tuesday, April 9th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals. For more information, go to netgear.com/AVNation.
Today's Daily Download comes from EdTech71. Bill O'Donnell is joined by Rob Raspberry and Scott Tyner, talking about return on investments in the classroom. Rob Raspberry starts off talking about separating what you want in the classroom and what you actually need.
It's really more a case by case, and it really has never been a standard. Mm-hmm. I think in a way, offering the option to have a class recorded would be, you know, great. But the reality is that not every school, not every curriculum, not every program requires it or even wants it. So a number of years ago, we jumped on when MediaSite first, you know, entered the fray and put it in a few classrooms as a showcase to technology. And from there, it gained traction. Computer science, engineering, these type of schools really saw great value in it. But even some of the general schools in arts and sciences and some other places didn't really have a need for it. And so it really is... was a case-by-case basis. We were trying to institute it to make it sort of a standard, but it never caught complete ground. Now, there obviously is value in it, and you have to look at a platform or a technology to make sure that you're going to get enough use out of it to put the investment into the technology or into the product. And so even as we talk now, we're looking at trying to find a platform basically to offer to various schools, and you have to involve the partners and the people are going to invest and come together with a group and decide, you know, look at your metrics, see what the usage is to justify what you have. And it used to sort of not be that way. If something was cool, we'd say, okay, let's put it in there and showcase it and see what happens, sort of like a real sandbox. But as far as it goes now, that certainly isn't the case. You have to be able to justify what you're putting into. So like, you know, smart boards. Used to be the coolest thing ever. Now you can annotate pretty much on anything. So why are you putting smart boards or any kind of smart displays per se into a classroom when you can either just, you know, and you know, when the price point's gone down on, you know, the ability to annotate on things, laser projectors and regular projectors.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to justify because you're not replacing bulbs, which cost a quarter of what the projector originally did. And you have a much longer duration of life on the projector because you're not replacing the bulbs. Mm-hmm. It lasts much longer. You can use it much longer. It's much more durable. That's an easy justification for a technology to put into your classroom or say, you know, and or to go even another way, you know, the displays versus projectors in certain spaces, that kind of thing.
You'll probably end up replacing the motors and the projector screen before you replace the...
Right, there you go.
Which I've done, which I'm starting to do.
Right, and maybe I shouldn't say this, but like in our evaluation period right now, I mean, you have the ability with Zoom to record a session. So in the interim, we have basically said to people, hey, if you need to record a class and you're on a lecture, open a Zoom session up, record it. It'll work in a pinch, you know, until we decide, you know, what higher end stuff we can use and institute in the classroom.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.